Unit 2. Business Tourism.
Welcome back. You're watching Dukascope TV. I'm Dorian McDermott, and today we're going to take a look at business tourism, which is expected to be the hardest growth market for travel industry providers in the years ahead. I have Gregory Lin in the studio. Welcome today.
Thanks for having me back.
So, Gregory, looking at business tourism, where exactly and what countries are the most popular ones for business tourism at the moment?
Right. Well, unsurprisingly, I mean, who is leading the pack is still the U.S., no matter what people think about Asia, which is actually really hot. In second place, we have China leading the pack for Asia. Actually, the breakdown is pretty interesting because the total industry of business travel is a $1.1 trillion industry. And within that, there are three main blocks. One is the U.S. with $260 billion. One is Western Europe with $260 billion. And then there's China and Japan, which together also comprise about $260 billion. China by itself has almost $200 billion, which is amazing compared to business travel 10 years ago in China.
And just looking at the U.S., what cities are most popular? I mean, are we looking at New York?
The main cities are still the main cities people think about, which are New York City and San Francisco on opposite coasts. But there seem to be many more cities on the East Coast that are coming up as big tourist destinations. There is more infrastructure being built up as well to cover that demand. Let me just give you a breakdown on the most popular cities. London is leading the way on a global scale, but then there's Shanghai, Singapore, and Beijing, which are closely behind, and surprisingly, Toronto is still number five. If you take the main cities in Europe that are visited for business travel, you will find London, as I said earlier, and Paris, which is around 7th or 8th position. There are Stockholm and Berlin in the first 20 most popular cities. But then the rest of the list is made up of countries from Asia and some of the US.
Now, these cities are quite expensive, but there are companies still sending people over because there are big events happening.
Yes, exactly. There are more and more people being sent to these cities. I mean, the events industry is actually on an upward trend, and the industry has enjoyed an all-time high in the last 4 or 5 years. So it is gaining momentum, and hopefully we will see this momentum continue.
Gregory, we looked at the most obvious places, but where are the other places, the alternative destinations? Are developing countries making the most out of business tourists, or are they losing out on opportunities?
Actually, interestingly, the BRIC countries, I mentioned China before, the other BRIC countries are Brazil, India, and Russia, are actually on this upward trend as well and are developing at a faster rate than developed countries.
Now, Gregory, what opportunities do you think exist and how can entrepreneurs bring this industry to a new level?
There's more and more of a fine line between entrepreneurs and startups working on projects for leisure travel and or for business travel. Lots of the applications or websites that are coming out are on loyalty programs, but also on planning what a person's needs are before they come. So really providing this up to their standards ahead of time. And we've got to come back and talk about some of the things that are really interesting. I cannot talk about them right now, but they are coming out very soon.
All right, so lots of secrets while we look forward to actually hearing about them in more detail when you come back to the studio. Thank you very much, Gregory.
Thank you.